Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the pre-Easter episode of the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed, and my friends, happy Easter weekend. You know, contrary to what a lot of other people are going to be talking about, they're going to be talking about Easter, they're going to be talking about Jesus, they're going to be talking about the influence maybe of the Christian religion, I don't want to do any of that today. Well, at least not directly. Instead, I want to talk more about three separate topics that I think I want to all tie in together. And if you see where I'm going with this, you have a very high IQ. We're going to talk about pornography, Putin, and Pelosi. You might be thinking, Austin, you are all over the map on that. Where did you get these three things? Was it for alliteration? Well, maybe a little bit. But also because I think all three of them tie into the overall death of the current Western world, and I'll tell you why. Number one, let's start at the beginning. Pornography. Pornography has destroyed the modern male-female dynamic in ways that maybe you didn't realize. Maybe this slipped past you, kind of like how the assassin slips through the city gate in the dead of night, and then it takes out the leader of the town or their target. Pornography, if you had asked people 50 years ago, you had asked them, do you think that it's a good idea to allow kids up to 8 to 10 years old to be suddenly exposed to graphic sex? Do you think they would have okayed that? Of course not. I mean, like, what the hell is wrong with you? Of course we're not going to be okay with that. But I guarantee you today, you ask conservatives today, libertarians, you name it. You name these people and you tell them that you're for censoring pornography. They'll probably look at you and think, what do you want to limit Iran? What are you, some kind of anti-First Amendment person? And the answer is, of course, it's not a First Amendment issue. This is a speech. This is not freedom of speech. If anybody knows who Larry Flint was, he was the founder of Penthouse Magazine, which preceded Playboy Magazine. It was that low-life degenerate scumbag, in my opinion, Larry Flint, who exposed, him and his lawyer were the ones who introduced this concept of a graphic sex and pornography being so-called a, you know, protected speech before America. Before that, it wasn't legal, by the way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Porn was not legal back in the day. Not too long ago, even. It was not legal. You couldn't just open it up and go on to Twitter or Pornhub or anywhere else and just watch these things. Having people perform the most graphic triple X rated, you know, acts in human history, which is all fake, by the way. You couldn't do that back in the day. Believe it or not, you couldn't do that. The internet's changed the game. Your great grandfather or your grandfather had to go to war to see boobies. Now you can open up and see it on your browser. You have to delete your browser history, for God's sakes, because it's so accessible to people who are in middle school, in high school, and even below that sometimes, depending on how good or bad their parents are. I think it's severely destroyed relationships between men and women for a number of reasons. Number one, it's made women into size queens to an extent, or men think they are. And it all ties into why countries like Iran, for example, hate the Western world. Why? Because it's run by pimps and hoes. By the way, in case you didn't know, the porn industry is not talked much about because much of the, in my estimation, the executives of the media boards have their beaks dipped into the skin flick industry. It also fuels the sexual assault cases, the sex trafficking industry. It's all based in prostitution, in case you didn't know about it, because people get paid. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Very real thing. And the problem is people don't talk about it enough because it's not popular. It's not popular to talk about this. It's easy to just say Democrats bad, Republicans good, or men good, women bad, or vice versa. It's super easy to do that. Very monogram, very one-dimensional show. We don't do that over here. We talk about topics that most people won't touch. This is one of them. people don't want to talk about this, or they want to just appeal to their liberal or conservative base and not really dive into the issue and pick it apart, play with the different components and think to yourself, wait a minute, what is it about this that's actually dangerous to society? And the aspects of it that are dangerous to society play into the political realm, which is why I pull Putin and Pelosi in into the mix. People don't like Vladimir Putin because he's ex-KGB, number one, so they can't predict him. Number two, he stands for everything that the modern left and even middle in most Western countries stand for, he stands against. Let me give an example. Name me one modern country that is not a member in good standing of the Rainbow Alphabet Army Mafia. They're better known as the LGBTQ community. Don't think too hard. I gave you the answer already. Yes, it's Russia. Now, I am not going to sit here and say that Putin's a great guy. He's a great example. No, he's not. He's a gangster. He's an authoritarian gangster. I don't know him. I'd love to meet him, but I don't know him. And from what I know about him, he is the old school guy that the left wing hates. That's why they hate Trump. Now, Trump and Putin are not the same person. Contrary to what you might have heard back in 2016 and beyond, they are not friends. They are not one and the same. They are not indistinguishable from each other. They are very different people with very different agendas. Let's get that straight. I love it. The left wing makes it seem like it's bad that they get along to some extent. No, that's actually a good thing to get along with people you don't like. I know you maybe didn't learn that in school when you were a kid, to get along with people you didn't like, but that's kind of what you have to do. You kind of have to get along with people you don't like. I know that's very painful for you to hear, and it's very unpleasant, but it's the truth. And it's very interesting for people that aren't aware of it. I don't understand why people think that's bad. It's not bad at all. For your listening pleasure, I actually pull up what ChatGPT says are the accomplishments of the former KGB operative. Let's see what he says about Vladimir Putin. Now, keep in mind that ChatGPT is not something that's going to be neutral. KGB career, he was trained as a Soviet intelligence officer during the Cold War, serving to East Germany. Let's see. Let's go through his achievements already. I'm not trying to be bored. Restoring Russian nationalism. Again, nationalism is a dirty word to a lot of people. I don't think nationalism is bad inherently. Now, can it be taken to the point of Nazism? Yes. But can nationalism is the equivalency of the individual of standing up for yourself and your right to exist. That inherently is not evil or bad. But it can be taken from being bodacious to being a bully, in the simplest of terms. And the problem is, that's what we're seeing in the world stage today. Now, I want to make one thing perfectly clear. I don't think Pelosi is exactly like Putin, but let's look at some of his achievements. His achievements were restoring nationalism to Russia, military expansion, political longevity, energy dominance, levering natural gas, and authoritarian strategies. In other words, he's good at keeping power. Sounds a lot like Pelosi. Now, who is Nancy Pelosi, for those of you who maybe have been living under a rock, or maybe you're not politically astute? Nancy Pelosi was the first woman Speaker of the House. She was elected to Congress in 1987 and representing where I grew up, which is the San Francisco kind of Bay Area. She was very popular. She was in Congress for a very long time, going back to the 80s, as I just said. But her achievements are that she was a so-called glass breaker because she was the first woman to hold the speakership gavel in American history. She spearheaded major bills, including the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, not the flex you think it is. COVID relief packages, again, not the flex you think it is. But here's the thing I want to get into here. How all three of these tie into the death of the West. Let's start with that. Number one, pornography destroyed relationships in the same way that people like Nancy Pelosi have sabotaged the women in America. Because she's very much like Bella Abzug. If you don't know who Bella Abzug is, I'll do a whole show on her. Bella Abzug is one of the three, I'd say one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse we're living through today. Bella Abzug was a feminist who destroyed the modern women. If you think of the Mount Rushmore of feminists, she's on the Mount Rushmore of feminists in the modern day feminist movement, is Bella Abzug. Most feminists might not even know who she is, but she's very influential when it comes to feminism as it is now being exercised by the more anti-male, anti-even woman in a lot of sense, when you see it becoming more transgender friendly, which is basically less woman friendly, less man friendly, and more androgyny friendly, in my estimation. Now, my friends, how does it tie into Putin? Well, Putin is the epitome of what most people in the West world despise. He's kind of the old guard. He's the last of a dying breed in the world today. He's one of those men. He's not a folk hero, but he's one of those individuals that the left hates because he doesn't just roll over. He's not one of the radical feminists who just brought Muslims into their country to bully their men around. You want to get me started? You want to get me started on this? Oh, I'll be glad to do it. Because it was the Muslims who were let into Finland, Sweden, these very Nordic countries who were being run by radical feminists. They're the ones who destroyed the countries, not the gay men. It was the gay women who destroyed their countries. In case you didn't want, oh yeah, you want me to get down and dirty with it? I'll get down and dirty. I'm not afraid of people. I say it like it is. You don't like it? Stop listening to me. That's why they hate people like Vladimir Putin. They hate him enough just for that. Now let's go on to Nancy Pelosi. She's one of the most crazy people to ever be in Congress, in my opinion. And she only got the speakership because she was a woman, in my opinion. Not because she was brilliant. She was very Machiavellian when it comes to being intelligent. But she seems to be very, what's the word? She gets off on the short bus when it comes to making a real impact outside of her lack of a schmendrick. Let me put it to you like that. My friends, if you're able to bring things together, if you're able to add up 1 + 1 + 1 and get 3, then you will not ever be fooled by things coming at you one at a time in a single file line. You will not have the wool pulled over your eyes, as it happens to so many people in today's day and age. They're so blinded by their own desires and pleasures. They don't see the destruction and the prevalence of destruction, the plague of debauchery and the juggernaut of liberalism, the juggernaut of communism coming right for them. They don't see it. And they can't use the rocket launcher of truth because they've been so busy being wrapped up in themselves. Anybody who used to play Modern Warfare 3 might get that reference. Using the old smog to take out the juggernaut. Oh yeah, I love playing those games back in the day. I kind of miss it. I used to play it with my friends all the time when I was in high school, middle school. It was great. Anyways, back to the... My friends, I want to ask you a question. Do you find these types of shows interesting, or is it a little too highbrow, a little too over your head, or a little just not interesting? I mean, I understand that this kind of thing is very impactful and very interesting to me, but I don't know if it's interesting to you. Should I talk about the Austin Metcalf case instead, where they're turning it into a race war when really it's just a murder in cold blood? It has nothing to do with race, in my opinion, and everything to do with the fact that one guy killed another guy because he was upset. I don't think there's a whole lot of race hatred going on here. I think people are doing that for money. People race hustle for money. If you took the money out of the race hustling business, then people wouldn't be as racist. You can write that one down. And if you want to eliminate racism in America, I have the cure. You want to listen to it? You want the cure? You heard it here first on the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. You want to know how you can eliminate racism in America? You give everybody life insurance. What would that do? What it does is when someone dies, they have to conduct an investigation to determine how the person died. So guess what? You give everybody life insurance, all of a sudden you'll figure out the motives real quick instead of all the speculation and lies and fake news. That's a solution right there if you really want to know the truth. My friends, you take care of yourselves. You let me know what you think. Does this make an impact on you, or is this a little too highbrow and uninteresting? You let me know. I'm out of here. Peace.